to the Probably Reading Podcast. I'm Madeline.
And I'm Abby.
And I'm Jen.
Oh, we have a guest. May or may not be, because Abby and I both sound like we are on the verge of death.
Correct. But we're on the upswing.
We are. Like, I'm honestly feeling fine. I just sound absolutely awful.
Well, 2 weeks ago, obviously, people remember I sounded terrible.
So, let's get into it. We had the baby shower.
Yeah.
Did you not have a good time?
No, it was amazing. I just thought we were still, like, on the sick train.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
So, before your baby shower, you tested twice.
For COVID, yes.
And negative.
Both times, yep.
And then baby shower happens, then the next Monday rolls around and you're still feeling sick, and you test again.
Yeah, positive.
We are super spreaders.
No. Okay, so if I didn't tell you I had COVID and you were at my baby shower, I'm so sorry. But...
surprise!
But if you didn't get it by now, this is a happy thing. I continued to tell people that I had COVID, and everyone was like, okay, like, cool, like, don't worry about it, like, not stressed. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna make a huge deal out of this. Like, I knew I was sick, so I wasn't, like, hugging all over people. Like, I did hug some people, but, like,
yeah, but
I didn't touch the food, like...
I also feel like it's on people if they get sick to test, so...
Yeah, I don't know, but...
But you tested twice before and you were negative.
Right, so, like, how were you supposed to know? Yeah.
No, I did everything I could.
Yeah.
Because Cody was sick the week before, which is what I got sick with when we had the last pod. And then Ty Dolla had COVID, and I must have caught it from him at some point, even though I saw him for literally 15 minutes, like, a quick passing.
And Quincy's taken all your immune system from you.
Yeah, so had COVID, don't have COVID anymore, just have the congestion.
Do you know that Kendall Jenner and Kris Jenner thing where Kris is like, yeah, and Kendall has COVID or the flu or something, and she goes, I actually didn't have the flu.
Yes.
That's literally me, but I did have the flu, I think.
You did have the flu, yes.
Because, so Abby was sick Monday, I started feeling sick Wednesday night, and I was like... Oh my gosh, do I have COVID? Like, I was getting a little bit of a scratchy throat, and then the body aches set in. And so I tested, but I tested negative, and the body aches lasted, like, probably, like, 36 hours. Because Wednesday night into Friday morning, Friday, like, early afternoon, I started to feel pretty good. So, anyways, that's why we were not available last week for all of our fans. Why are you texting?
Because my husband wants to be a DoorDash, and I'm just, you know, I'm just talking about it.
He's trying to make the bank.
You know, so if you're in Rice Lake, there's about two of them right now. So with Cody Mathis on the road,
honestly,
serving McDonald's up to everybody.
Not too bad because it's like the sanitary thing to do, to sticker the bags closed, you know?
Oh, yeah, you can't sneak fries. No, you don't get, like, little sampling of everyone's order.
I would love nothing more than if Cody rolled up as my DoorDasher.
What do you do, though, with drinks? They
give them carriers.
Oh, so the straw isn't in them, so you know that somebody hasn't had a little sip.
When does the drive-thru ever put the straw in for you?
I don't know. I'm just thinking. I don't order DoorDash, so I...
Well, it's just like when you pick up at the window. They just give it to you sealed, or they'll put it in the bag.
Yeah, I suppose.
I would like to let everyone know that Jen is on some sort of high tonight.
I am not.
Yeah, beg to differ.
No. Have you only had one chamois shake since they came out? How many have you had?
I've had two. I had one when we went the very first... day, I think that they had them.
Yeah, literally February 1st.
No, and then last weekend after I earned my last one. I painted a closet. And
oh my gosh,
so,
you said my baby's name on the podcast. I just thought about that.
Sorry.
I don't care.
Surprise.
I know, I'll go back and... I need to figure out how to use the sound. Like the sound
I don't
want to
hear that sound.
Well, they just did.
Okay. Well, anyway, I earned my last Shamrock Shake because
you did.
I painted the baby's closet, and afterwards we did a drive-through.
You did deserve it. I'm trying to think of what I had for dinner that night.
Doesn't matter. Let's talk about the baby shower.
Okay.
So mom and I threw quite possibly the cutest baby shower.
It was adorable.
And Amy and Emma helped, and Emma's friend Maddie helped.
Yeah.
Your friend Emma.
Yep.
And Janique.
Yeah, a lot of people helped.
Yeah. We just, like, kept it simple. I know we kind of described it before the baby shower happened, but dried floral and vases on tables. The creamery itself is just, like, a really pretty venue, so you don't really have to do a whole lot. But your father-in-law, Ed, made you the cutest, like, baby bookshelf / dollhouse ever.
It's so cute.
Mm-hmm. So, it was... Super cute.
Literally just see Baby Q putting stickers on it when I'm not looking,
or like, like drawing on it.
Yeah. Writing her name on it in a color crayon and then saying that she didn't do it.
Okay. I didn't do that.
You did that in the back of my vehicle, the armrest, with big old A, and then...
It's the start of the alphabet. Uh-huh. It could have been anyone.
Yeah. That's so funny. And also... Emma painted you little blocks.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
They're like your typical ABC blocks that kids played with in the 90s. And she like literally painted like animals and stuff on
them. She painted Harper on one of them. Yeah,
they're so cute. I'm sure on the age. So cute.
No, it's actually not. Oh. It's on one of the ones that spells out her name.
Oh.
But it's so cute. I start crying, obviously. I cried like 75 times at my baby shower.
I don't think you stopped crying.
No, it's just because people kept coming up to me and started, like, crying themselves, and then I was, like, already there.
It could have been a little bit of the COVID, too.
Yeah, I don't feel like I really had that bad of symptoms, though.
No.
I think you're just emotional. You have lots of hormones, mm-hmm. lots of...
I do. I literally have been crying at absolutely nothing. Like, Marketplace, they did not have focaccia bread.
Wow.
No, I didn't. I told Cody,
In the store, did you tear up?
Yeah, a little. We had to walk away. All I was craving was hot Cheetos, cake, Italian pasta salad, and focaccia bread sandwiches. So we went to the store. They didn't have focaccia bread, so it's like, how are we going to make those sandwiches?
Well, we can maybe make you some focaccia bread. I don't think it's that hard, so.
Don't worry about some off-brand shit that's probably not going to work, but... Okay.
That's honestly a tragedy.
Well, a devastating blow. For you.
To a worthy opponent.
I should watch that tonight.
Name the movie. Name the movie, Jen.
Emma is screaming.
Hilary Duff.
Okay, can we talk about another baby thing that no one cares about?
It's a Cinderella story. Mm.
Did you guys know that Hilary Duff has a new baby line with Carter's?
I did see that.
Really?
There's not very many items. It's not
a super, super cute line, but...
Mm. Is it Lauren Conrad's
is better.
It's a lot of rainbows.
Yeah.
But, like, neutral rainbows, okay. But it's fine.
Yeah. Anyways, baby shower was lovely.
Lovely. I had... Just, like, a little bit of an overstimulating time opening gifts, but, like...
Addison helped you.
She was so cute.
Yeah, Addison's our cousin she'll be 4 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a little kid on Christmas morning waiting for Santa's gifts.
And then Vanna White at the end showing everybody what it was. It was cute.
Yeah. I had to start taking things from her and opening up. Things quicker though.
Well, Sarah, her mom kept on saying, let's see how fast you can open the next one.
Right, make it a game.
So funny.
So that was my phone, my Octo Buddy picking up.
I wonder if anyone's purchased that off of your review.
You know, I'll be honest that everybody that sees it, they're like, oh my gosh, I actually need that.
And
but
none
I wonder
of us buy it.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody does buy it.
I want it just strictly to play with.
I mean, it is sensory.
Yeah.
So, sometimes my nanny kids they think it's like a poppet, mm-hmm. and so if they see it on the counter or something, they'll go pop, 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 pop.
They're actually adorable.
I
like
love them.
The way their minds work.
Mm-hmm.
They're so freaking smart. It's crazy. But the biggest news that happened last week was that Things We Had from the Light by Lucy Score was released, which is the second Knock 'Em Out book.
I didn't even think about it once.
That's because you don't matter. I'm just kidding.
Did
you read it?
I'm in the process. I had a little bit of a lull last week as I was sick. Thank you.
Yeah, I actually wanted to take a picture of you laying on the couch. It was like
we were watching a movie.
I'm not sure we were. I was. Oh. You were laying on the couch with blankets like surrounding your head. All I could see was your face. Your mouth was open. And you looked like I maybe should take your pulse.
Oh.
Like, wow.
She said it would be mean if she didn't take a picture, though. That means I looked ugly as heck.
I did not do it because I didn't want what would happen to me after.
It was a scary sight to
it
be seen.
It was a little scary. Mm.
You did. I did watch the end of the second half of the movie, though, the next day or something, and it was cute.
So cute.
It was Your Place or Mine on Netflix with Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon, and it was really cute.
It's fine that you watched it without me.
Did you say that you wanted to watch it together?
Yeah, me and Mom have already talked about this one.
We will watch it when she's gone this weekend, because I know Dad was kind of looking at it when he came upstairs the one time, and it was really cute.
I'll be fair, I turned it on without consulting her.
Yeah.
I was just laying on the couch, and, you know, daytime TV is not, it's not good.
It hasn't been great for, like, at least 2 years.
Yeah, it's not great at all. So I was sick of listening to the Daily Blast or whatever was on the TV.
Oh.
And, I mean, it was either that, sports, or The Days of Our Lives. So, like.
Which could suck me in.
I mean.
I'm not there yet. I'm not in the bracket yet, but.
And so I was like, you know what, let's put on something on Netflix. I had to choose a movie because I knew I was going to fall asleep.
Yes.
Why choose a good one then if you knew you were going to fall asleep?
Sometimes sleep just sucks you in.
Okay.
Can I tell you, I watched the same movie twice this week, so I do have a movie recommendation.
Let's hear it.
I heard it get bad reviews, but I personally liked it. It was You People with Jonah Hill.
Mm.
It's all about him. He's Jewish and he's dating a black woman, Muslim family.
Hmm.
And it's like her dad and his mom are just like so stupid. Like, and like kind of ruin their relationship a little bit. But it was really funny. I made Cody watch it.
Apparently you watched it twice.
Well, I watched it once and then I wanted Cody to watch it. So he thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Also, Outer Banks came out. I'm not sure we've potted since it came out.
We have not, no.
Some of us have skipped ahead of the other family members and have watched episodes. I'm not going to name any names, but...
All right, here's my beef with having family shows.
Mm-hmm.
I like to watch, like, Outer Banks, I have been waiting for a while to watch this, okay? So I could not wait for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We have been watching it on my iPad while I've been getting ready or whatever. We are watching as a family, well, my mom, dad, and I are watching Love Island UK season 9 right now. And my dad is gone this week. And he left the day that Casa Amor episodes dropped. And now we can't watch them until he gets back.
No, I know
everybody would be like, oh, I would just watch them and then rewatch them with him. It's not the same. He would know that our reactions are not genuine. I can't do that to him. He would be sad if we watched without him. And it's a tough situation to be in. Yeah, this is rude to have your sound
down. Are you getting Snapchats right now?
Maybe. Silent mode is on.
Okay.
Okay.
Disrespectful.
Literally, anyways. So lots of good content out there right now.
There is on Netflix. Netflix is bopping right now. I don't know why I said that, but...
Yeah.
That was weird.
But Mom and I cruised through quite a few episodes of Grey's Anatomy last night.
We did, and actually, it was pretty good.
You were geeking.
I was not.
Yes, she was...
Geeking? Laughing?
Yeah, she was laughing through... There was a... Okay, the episode we watched last night was all about sex.
She was uncomfortable.
Well, no. It was actually really informational because they were talking about, like, Roe versus Wade and how women were not going to be able to have abortions and everything. So they brought in, like, teenagers to have, like, a seminar on, like, safe sex and, like, educating them on, like, whatever. And all the staff had to, like, go in and, like, say a thing and, like, whatever.
Take a category.
Yeah. And let's just say Mom had the giggles
through that episode. She had giggles on sex that day.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But no. And then did you watch after I left? I went to the gym last night.
I finished the episode and then shut it off because I would hate to. I'd hate to sneak ahead.
Yeah, but Meredith Grey's last episode was last week, so we have to like catch up because we have not watched in.
Since before Christmas.
Well, they took a break from like Christmas to now, but we hadn't watched like four episodes or something.
Let's cut the Grey's talk. Okay. Half of us don't care.
Okay. Probably no one cares. And honestly, to be honest, I don't really care anymore. You guys are
troopers for continuing.
But back to the things we hide from the light by Lucy Score. I am about 30% into it.
How long is this one? It's longer, right?
I'm not sure if it's longer, but it's...
I saw a physical copy.
It is as long as the first one. Okay. Which I think was 600 pages. Let me look at how long this one is. Goodreads is deciding not to work right now, so
Goodreads has been down many times.
Honestly,
recently.
I'm kind of beefing with Goodreads, if we're being honest.
Sure.
But a lot of people say, I mean, the first one was a slow burn. People say that this one is a slow burn, but I don't think this is a spoiler, but like, I will say I'm already like satisfied and they're not together yet. So, I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's making me re-sign in to Goodreads.
So, what is this, the second?
It's about the other brother.
Yeah, so the first one was about Knox, and now this one is about Nash.
Okay.
And
he's the police officer, right?
The chief,
The next one will be about Dallas, their kids, and probably, like...
Stop.
Okay.
Well, stop.
I take it you didn't like the first one.
She's such a hater for absolutely no reason. Because
I really enjoyed it.
I guarantee we go back to the episode that you talked about and you're like, yeah, I actually did really like it. I just was in a slump while I was reading it. And now you're like back to like hating it even though you liked it.
No, that's literally what I said. But I don't know. I'm just in a slump and that book I have been in a slump since reading that book. I think that's my beef with it.
Well, don't blame the book. Blame the player. But... What was I saying about it? Oh, yeah. So it's about Nash, the other brother, and the love interest is a new character that you had not met yet.
Gotcha.
And then the third book is coming out in September.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she really whipped them out. And that one, I believe, is about Sloane and Lucian, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
So, cannot wait. I feel like there's a lot of good books coming out in the next little bit. Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez is coming out in April.
Already purchased. I can't wait for that.
Same. Mm-hmm. It's the second book in the part of your world that I made you read.
I'd have to be refreshed.
She's a doctor. And the guy that lives a couple towns away.
Yeah, I did like it. I just thought it took an awful long time to get into it.
Really?
Yeah. That's what she said, but I didn't feel that way.
Me either.
I haven't finished it yet.
I think when I got halfway through... Then it was much better for me.
Interesting.
I'm like, it just felt like Groundhog's Day, the same thing over and over. And then...
Were you reading the correct book? Oh my gosh, speaking of the correct book, this is so funny. I won't name names, but my friend...
You're not going to name names, but...
Well, I don't think it matters. My friend Kaylee, we both... This was in our, like, Carrie Aaron's era. We loved Love at First Sight, okay? She suggested it to her friend, okay? She said, Love at First Sight, whatever. I'm not sure if she named the author or not. Her friend read this other book called Love at First Fight. And she's like, this is quite possibly the worst book I've ever read in my entire life. Like, how did you like this? And Keely's like, wait, what? Like, literally so good. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she, like, sent her the cover, and it was not the same book. And just, like, that is so funny.
Also, like, me. I hope she didn't pay for it.
Yeah, I have no idea. She probably did, because I don't think she has a Kindle, so.
Oh, yikes.
But on the book talk, Mad Honey, our episode will come out next week. I think we decided we'll have a normal episode, and then at the end of the episode, we'll discuss our read with us.
Yes, I'm, like, so into it right now, so.
How far are you? You're not very far.
No, because all of the chapters are like an hour long, so I have to dedicate myself to it. But I'm probably 4 or 5 chapters into it now.
Yeah, I hate how they have it laid out. Like, it's Lily 1, Olivia 1, Lily 2, Olivia 2. I'm like, can we just have chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah,
like,
it gets a little confusing. I think that's where the audiobook is confusing versus, like, reading it.
But I would agree. I think I'm probably, like, 60-ish percent through.
Oh, wow, you're far.
Yeah. I just got to the first little shocker.
Okay.
So.
Well, I have not.
Anyways, we'll stop the talk because this will be for the next week. But
yeah. I'm still reading
the book,
The Player Next Door by K.A. Tucker, which I'm, like, literally loving. Like,
so why haven't you finished?
Because I keep falling asleep, if I'm being honest. Like, I'm just so tired from being pregnant that, like, when I lay in bed, like, I just fall asleep immediately. But I've been reading, like, chapters are pretty short, like, less than 12 minutes. The love between the characters is, like, there from the start, like, from the very beginning, and it's, like, tense, because, like, she's mad at him from, like,
issues. Is it an enemies to lovers?
I wouldn't say she hates him.
Okay.
Like, he did her wrong in high school, and now it's, like, they're adults, and they live, they're neighbors. Oh, love. So, it's just, like, sexual tension. So,
I mean, we love K.A. Tucker. She's the author of The Simple Wild, so.
Let me tell you, some of the talk already is a little dirty. So, if you're into that. A little
juicy.
And I'm pretty sure it's Kindle Unlimited, because I don't think I paid for it, so.
I feel like a lot of K.A. Tucker stuff is unlimited.
And I believe there's two or three in this, like, book series.
Oh, really?
So, we will see. I think different characters, but.
I can't remember what books I've talked about that I have been reading. I wanted to give a little update. Well, my Goodreads is down, which is so annoying, because how am I supposed to update everybody? Because I know everybody's just sitting on the edge of their chair.
Let me try mine.
But I have read 13 books so far this year. I am 2 books ahead, it says, which love to be ahead. I did read the Not So Meet Cute series. I think they call it the Cain Brothers series. I gave all of them 3 stars, but I did see this TikTok that I felt I related to, and she was like, we need to, like, people are getting too greedy with rating books, like, 4 and 5, and she's like, she went through the scale, I wish I could find the TikTok, but she's like, one star is a book that I DNF'd, like, could not get into, would never recommend it to anybody, like, literally could not do it.
Sure.
She's like, 2 is a book that I read but wouldn't recommend to anybody. A 3 is a book that I enjoyed, but, like, after I finish it, I'm not ever, like, gonna remember it again.
Yeah.
Or, like, not gonna think twice about it. 4 star is a book I really enjoyed and, like, will think about, and a 5 star is a book that I will literally recommend to everybody I've ever met in my entire life. And I feel like I've been rating a lot of books 3 stars, like, romance books that I've been reading. Like, yes, I enjoyed it while I was reading it, but if you asked me, like, a month or two from now what that book was about, I'm not going to remember because it was not memorable.
Sure.
But, like, I enjoyed my time reading it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like those were probably the only 3 that I hadn't talked about. I don't remember. I probably did mention it.
Well, I'm still sitting at 1 book for the year, but.
Have you ever even finished one?
Yeah. I finished, was it Icebreaker?
You finished that this year?
Yeah, I believe so. Mom, have you? Yeah, I finished that this year.
Wow.
Have you finished any books this year?
I finished Mad Honey.
Yep.
What am I reading right now?
Better Than the Prom, or Better Than the Movies?
Mm-hmm.
How are you liking that? I'm Lynn Painter?
Just, like, on chapter 3, I think, so I'm just really kind of starting. But it's kind of cute.
Kind of.
It's very cute.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm in chapter 3.
Well, so. Also the second chapter is literally, like, an hour long, which is stupid.
I was like, okay, how many pages is this? I'm getting kind of tired.
I know. It's the second chapter was long for absolutely no reason. It's like the second or third chapter was long for no reason.
Well, the first chapter was, like, hardly any, and then so I'm like, okay, I like this, because then I can read as many chapters as I want, and I know I can stop.
Psych!
And I'm like, holy hell, how many pages?
Literally. But that one, that's, like, the only super long chapter, so you just have to get past that one. But I thought that book in the beginning, I was kind of like,
I remember you texting me that.
Like, it's kind of slow, I don't know, but I kept going and it got really, really cute. Okay. So, love that. Shall we talk product of the week?
Sure.
I'll go first. Mine is the Beauty Counter deodorant. I have tried many natural deodorants in the past and have not really found one that I liked. So then I went back to, what do they call it? Antiperspirant?
Antiperspirant?
Is that what they call the non-natural stuff, or is all deodorant that?
Some of them are antiperspirant and deodorant. Some of them are just deodorant.
Well, the one that doesn't have aluminum, obviously, is the natural one. And I ordered a 3-pack mini to test them out, and I brought them on vacation with me, and I absolutely loved them. So then I ordered the full size, and I think it says that, like, it's not going to stop you from sweating, but it stops you from stinking, and that's fine with me because I don't find myself, unless I'm, like, working out really hard, to sweat that much.
Well, it's, like, not good for your body to not sweat.
Yeah.
You can overheat.
And I
let me know if you stink.
I don't stink. Okay. But I really like it. So.
Nice.
Clean deo.
And yeah. It's cute.
The packaging is very cute. Yeah.
Okay, Jen, you're up. My turn? Because I don't think I have one this week.
Okay. Well, you can take my second product that Maddie was laughing at me for.
No.
So. Okay.
I don't even know.
Tuna. Let's just talk about it right now. Tuna is your product of the week.
Talk about stink.
How many people like tuna?
I used to hate it because I got...
Okay, no. Calm yourself before you talk.
Because you got what? Ew. Do you like hot tuna?
No.
Dad does?
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
No, I think that's what he doesn't like. Like a hot tuna casserole.
So I got... I would always buy, like, the albacore in water in the pack. So it wasn't the cheap stuff. It was still, you know.
Do you remember that one time when Dad was gone, he made his tuna salad and had bones in it?
That's what makes me
I have a vivid memory.
That's why I stopped eating it, because I felt like I was going to throw up. But then, it is still tuna, but it is so good. It's seasoned. What is it? I have to get one.
I keep seeing these TikToks that are like, show me your food that, if you were a poor family, like, show me your food. And it was like tortilla with cut up tomatoes and cheese, and it was like, these are my nachos, and here's mom feeding us fucking tuna salad while dad's gone
with bones.
It was probably super easy. So they're called Chicken of the Sea Infusions. It's lemon and thyme. And it is so good.
Except it's not chicken.
It literally looks like cat food. It looks like cat pate.
It does, but
it is the best damn cat pate
that I've ever had.
Listen.
No, you did not. You did not, because I will be so upset.
You did what? Back. You did what? Say it again.
She had a bone in it. She said she's a liar. You are lying.
Wait, are you serious?
I don't know for sure, but I had to stop eating it because it sicked me out.
Well, you know what happens is these are mechanically separated, so sometimes it happens.
It does say on the package that if there are bones, it's not their fault.
So far, I haven't gotten one.
It's literally got a fish on it. Like, I understand tuna is a fish, but it looks like cat food. Wow. I'm not going to hate on you, though. Okay, like, whatever. This is your product of the week.
So, nope, it's not. That's your product of the week, because you didn't have...
Mom, I don't like tuna. I'm not going to endorse...
Okay, so my actual product of the week are a pair of pants that I got for Abby's shower. I tried them on, and they were... Quit looking at my ingredients on my tuna. It is really good.
Okay, back to the pants.
So... The pants are from Anthropologie. They're very stretchy and very comfortable. And they're a wide leg with cute little pockets on the front.
They're really cute. Do they only have one pattern?
No, they've got like one that has a pattern, but then they had probably like four or five different just plain colored in the store too.
Yeah, those are cute.
Yeah. So that's my product.
Well, I don't really have a product of the week because... I'm not going to just talk about baby stuff on here, but that's all I've been buying lately, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, oh, She's going to be here soon.
She will be here soon, and then maybe I can start buying stuff for myself again, but...
No. You'll never buy stuff for yourself again.
Oh, that was really funny, wasn't it?
I'm drinking poppy soda, as Jen would call it, poopy poppy.
Oh, because it's a probiotic, it's a probiotic or a prebiotic.
But I don't think that matters to my digestive system. I love the raspberry rose and the orange flavor. Those are my two favorites. That could be a product of the week for somebody.
There we go.
Yeah, well, I've never had one, and you're not in the...
sharing mode.
Yeah, you don't really like sharing, so...
Because these are $3 a pop.
Because you and paid for I it? It's on Jen's tab.
Like I said, $3 a pop. Which is absolutely nutty. Like, I need to get on their PR list somehow. I also want the sweatsuit they give away.
That is sweat cute.
Suit? Yeah, oh, it's yeah, a hot it's pink. Like hot pink.
So cute.
With yellow writing.
Wow.
They also had a blue and green one, like, last year that they gave away.
Well, maybe you need to reach out to them and tell them you're their number one
Put
fan.
Your tuna away.
I'm going to DM them and say that my mom feeds me bone tuna and that I need poppy.
For your gut health?
Yeah.
Can we, since we're on the influencer topic right now, did you see that Jackie Ashray
is from pregnant. The Toast?
She's pregnant again, yes.
I'm shocked. She only had Harry, like, a year ago, right?
Yeah, probably.
A year and a half. Honestly, good for her, though. That's impressive. Some people like to have their kids that close together, though.
I told Cody I'm not sure how people go through pregnancy the first time and then want to do it again.
I think you forget. Like, you have
amnesia. That's what everyone has said. But I haven't even done the worst part yet. No. So I'm hoping they put me under.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Not sure how you...
Praying for miracles.
Not sure how you deliver unconscious, but...
Well.
Yeah. Any final words?
I don't think so.
No. I just... Feels good to be back. Hopefully next week I don't sound like this.
I know, same. I hope that we're not nasally. But, like, is it kind of sexy to be raspy?
I'm not sure. It is
as
on
long
me.
As it doesn't sound like you've got a loogie in your throat.
Okay, well... The last one it did, okay. But this one it...
Did you even listen to the last one?
Yeah, I did.
What was it about?
She's claiming amnesia.
I did listen to it because I had started it and then Dad was out of town and he started it and then he stopped because he saw that I was listening to it, so...
Well, and that's on having the same iCloud account. Yeah.
I know. I'm over Apple. I already am paying for Spotify. That's what I've been using the past couple months.
Can I just say that I, Quincy got...
Nope, we're named dropping again. Whatever.
Baby Q got...
Well, I can't edit it out twice.
You can, but she got a Hatch saw machine for...
Oh!
Don't even talk to me. She got a Hatch saw machine for, you know, being alive. And... Cody and I plugged it in two nights ago, and we are now falling asleep to the most beautiful rain sounds I've ever heard.
Nice. I have mother and beef with Hatch right now.
It's not my problem. I've ordered from two separate places.
Why is it only happening to me, though?
Clearly you're faulty. I don't know.
I don't know. Literally everybody I know that has a Hatch Restore... The adult version. Coco, I am in an important meeting right now. Please do not nudge
Mommy's
me.
Busy.
Mommy's working. But, so the first one you bought from an eBay seller.
Who, it literally came straight from Hatch Distribution.
Yeah, and they had amazing reviews, whatever. So after not even a month of using that one, it randomly would shut off in the middle of the night. And then one night it just literally, like, died. Like, it shut off and then it wouldn't, like, I unplugged it into a million different outlets, tried resetting it, would not turn back on. Got a refund from them, then you reordered it from Target.
Yep.
And I had it for maybe a week before it shut off in the middle of the night for the first time. And now, so you can set up, I think they're called sleep settings or sleep cycles or something. And you push the top of the Hatch once you have them programmed, and it'll turn on the first one, and then if you push it again, it'll turn on the second one, and then if you hold it down, it'll turn it off. So my first sleep setting I have set to be a red light and light rain noises, because that's how I like to read. Just to have like a little background noise with the red light, because the red light is supposed to help you fall asleep. And half the time the red light doesn't turn on. It'll just be the sound. And then half the time I'll go to push the button again and it either won't switch or it'll just shut off completely. And I'm like, what the actual hell? And it has shut off in the middle of the night twice now. Like, randomly. Just, like, stopped. And, like, I go to turn it back on and I have to completely unplug it and plug it back in for it to start working again.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is there.
Like, I'm getting faulty ones. They're sending me faulty ones.
Well, just telling you I'm not ordering another one.
I'm so annoyed.
I will return this one for you, but then you can purchase your next one.
So.
It's unfortunate. Hatch, you're shitty. I don't know.
I'm just going to have to go back to my friggin' other one. But
do
I
want the baby shusher I got?
It'll just that thing's annoying as hell.
It is really annoying, but if I don't have to do it.
It's almost easier to just do it yourself.
No, not what I've been told.
Okay, well, we'll see about that once she's here.
Yep.
Anyways, did you have fun?
So much fun. I hope I didn't.
You're not even talking towards the microphone.
I was talking toward that one.
Oh.
So sorry. I hope I didn't.
So sorry.
I hope I didn't scare anybody with my tuna product talk of the week.
I'm not sure anyone's buying your tuna.
I'm literally titling this Tuna Talk.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I would love to know if anybody tries it.
I'll do better next time.
Okay, well, maybe you'll be asked back for the Mad Honey Talk.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe not the whole episode.
Dad is super excited about being on within the next couple because he's reading...
Oh, ACOTAR.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for that.
I can't wait for him to finish and then move on to the second one.
Yeah, that will have to be an episode in itself, like, just for the people that care.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Yep, yep, yep.
All right.
Okay.
All right. With that, we will see you next chapter.
Bye, guys.
Bye.